who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
And we are back again for the Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. I know. This is number 6. Man, I know everyone was like, yeah, he'll do like one of these and then not again. Listen to the last one. I think I talk too much when I'm interviewing. I think it should be like a 20-80 thing where you do 20% of the questions and let them talk 80%. I think mine are kind of like 60-40 with me blathering on. Yeah, well, I guess that's my style. Ooh, he's got his interview style. Or lack thereof, I guess is what I really should say. So this week, we're going to tackle a subject that is always on the hot seat, on the front burner, always percolating, I guess, if you want to use some not relevant terms. So basically, pinball pricing. Wowzers, I know. Everyone has a lot of opinions about them, and they're right and they're wrong, just like everything I'm going to say today. Mostly wrong, maybe right, who cares? I like how I lower the stakes to nothing, then I proceed with the shows. That keeps everyone's, on the same, everyone got the right mindset. Let's not take things too seriously. I was going to talk about the pinball pricing. Like, last couple weeks, I was thinking about it and like kind of reading some forum stuff and thinking about it. And the problem with this is one of those subjects just goes in circles, man. You think about it. You're chasing the dragon's tail, baby. Cause there's a lot, you know, people every day and a half, a new thread pops up. What's with the pinball pricing? Or damn you, Stern, with your, that's it. I quit cause of your pricing, Stern. It's always Stern. It's never JJB. The forums are always going after the big guy. But I would start off by saying, I believe the pinball companies are showing a great deal of restraint. And yeah, I know. I just blew some wigs. Some people are just like, what? Well, if I'm sitting back and I'm the head of a corporation, I'm like, so wait a minute. They're paying $20,000. For something I made 4 years ago, huh? Think we might be leaving some money on the table. $20,000, no. But that's not popular. No one wants to hear that. No, nobody wants to hear that. Everyone's like, wait, they increased their prices by $150. You corporate scum. Even though you look at everything and the bomb for everything is like tripled, you know, you're like, oh yeah, plywood, that's made of gold now, didn't you know? That's $10,000 a sheet. But everyone's expecting the prices to stay the same. Not how life works, folks. I know I went and got we moved into a new house here in Wisconsin. We moved from Florida to Wisconsin. So interesting choice. I love our move. We love it here in Wisconsin, but you know, we recently got this is a new construction home. Like this is literally built, I think they hit the last nail into the wall as I was signing the papers. And then, we walked in here October 16th. So they finished the house October 15th. But it was an unfinished basement. So the first order of business, let's get some quotes for some finishing the basement. Because that's where the bar / arcade / pinballs. So barcade, retropit, everything cool is in the basement. All the square stuff is upstairs. You know, living quarters and places to make food and toilets, you know. And I got the estimates back and I was like, wow, we're not finishing this basement anytime soon. And you look at it, it's because, like, you know, 2x4s and lumber was astronomical at that time. Now I've heard it's coming down a little bit, so we're playing the waiting game. We're gonna have our finished basement at some point, but we're waiting until it's not $70 for a common 2x4. So, but the pinball places, they can't wait. They gotta buy the cabinets, gotta buy the bolts, gotta buy the nuts, gotta buy the screws, gotta buy the lights, gotta buy every little thing. So every little uptick is taking out of their bottom line. And if you wanna keep the air compressors running, if you wanna keep the electric on, if you wanna keep that wall of microwaves, I've heard famously the wall of microwaves at Stern, if you wanna keep them powered up, well, you better not be losing a whole ton of money. And if you're not if you're absorbing cost and not putting it through to the end consumer, well, you're just dumb. You're losing money. And guess what? A corporation is supposed to make money. So back to the original thing. I know it hurts. It hurts me. I look at those prices. I'm like, nah, I can't buy that. I love Godzilla. I'm like a super Godzilla fan. Also a super Elvira fan. Those are two machines I should by all rights own. But I work for a living. And I went, no, I'm not buying that. I want to. Trust me. I really, really want to. Can't. I mean, I even have enough. I could. But I don't want to. That money is like, you're talking about 10 grand, 9 grand. Now they say, oh, well, it's 8,500. Well, with taxes and when you get a thing and stuff and all the other crap that's involved, you're probably at close to 10. Maybe not 10, but you're close to 10. That's just for the regular one. Not the pro, but like, you know, the nice one. So you're like, okay, you do that math. And again, if you're a working fella like me, you go, that's a lot of money. That's like my first 8 cars together weren't 10 grand. Now, that pinball machine is going to be more fun and last longer than my first 10 cars. So what? You're in your head, you're still doing the math. You're like, no, that's no. And then I used to live in the mid-range of the used market. So I'd be like, well, I'm not going to buy that now. But in 8 years, after a whole bunch of new shiny crap comes out, people will be like, oh, I'm tired of this dumb crap and I'm going to sell it. But the problem is now, they're like, I'm tired of Deadpool. 50 grand. And you're like, wait, this is the wrong way. It's going the wrong way. That's the problem. Everyone was like, gee, pinball's dying. We need more people in pinball. More and more and more. Let's get out there. Let's get cool. Let's get more people involved in the hobby. And let's get it in the front. Which, yes, that's for the overall health of what we are doing with pinball. Have to. It was dying. It was the final nail was being hit into the coffin many years ago. Like 8 years ago, 10 years ago. Then it got cool. And then people started buying it. You know what happens when there's very limited resources and old machines are just still floating around out there? And a whole influx of new people come. That goes away. And that was the same. And then the production shut down and chips went away. And then with COVID, oh no. So now you have new machines are slow to come out. All the old stock is just gone. Well, that, my friends, I'm no economic genius, but that, my friends, is how you pay $4,000 for a comet or a hook or a fireball. One of those averaging like $3,500 now. Yikes! See, that's where I used to live. Like, I used to live in that world where, okay, old machines get old and tired. I find the nicest Deadpool I can because it's now 8 years old, 10 years old. And I pay $4,000 for the nicest one, $3,500 for the maybe this was routed, but I can fix it kind. And but that's not the way it is anymore. So it hurts. It hurts so bad. Pricing sucks. So we land on the inevitable conclusion. The ones I have now are being bolted to the ground. Unless somebody comes in here and steals them, they're not going anywhere. Also, the house I bought has switched back. Like the stairs goes switch back into the basement and there's no like external entrance into the basement. So we kind of have a rule that when something goes down those steps, it's kind of going to live there forever because I'm not bringing it up the steps. So I have a Dr. Dude and a Beatles and I have my Wonelli and I have the 60-in-1 really nice MAME cabinet that we bought. And we have the bowler that we bought and we're going to get a kegerator with 2, possibly 3 taps on it. You know, that stuff ain't going anywhere. Like that it lives here now. You know, so because I look at that, I was like, wow, I could probably get like $8,000-$9,000 for my Beatles or $8,000 for my Beatles. And they're like, I want my Beatles. You know, if you could sell a machine and then like go get, like if I could sell a machine and then go get, sell the Dr. Dude and then get that in a couple of bucks and get a new Deadpool, I still wouldn't, but in logically I should. But that's not the reality anymore. Now, like, if I sell that Beatles, I'm not getting anything. I can't afford to even buy a machine close to that caliber with that money that I just got in my hand. So either you're cashing out and saying, well, I got rich. I literally had a 500% return on my investment for all these pinball machines. Or you do what I do and say, well, I love pinball, so these are the ones I'm keeping here, and I guess I'm just going to take an Uber and get drunk at Player 2 Barcade once every month or two, and that's where I'll play the new machines, I guess, you know, or whatever, or wait for MGC or Expo or whatever. This year it's going to be MGC. If any tribe members are listening, I know last year the tribe was strong with the Expo, and I think a lot are going to the Houston thing. I can't swing that, but I did get tickets, and I got the hotel room right across from the MGC, so I'll be representing there with my tribe coin and my bad mistakes. But back to pricing. So, again, this is where you talk in circles, Like, it's obscene. The money they're asking is obscene, but that's the market will bear that, so that means that's what it's worth. Now, you can say that's not what it's worth all day long, because I remember the before times and go, well, you know, it's a comet. They made 28 trillion of these, and, you know, they're not worth that. Like, the Dr. Dude I have is an $1,800 machine, but not anymore. Now it's a $3,200 to $3,500 machine, but you still remember when you're like, these weren't really commanding that kind of money anymore, but everything's shifted. So, you know, so I guess at this point in the history of the world, that's what they are worth. I can't pay the kind of pricing. I still look, because I'm still like looking for the tweener, you know. And here's the other big thing with pinball pricing. You see these threads that most people just dogpile on because they're hilarious, where it's like, you know, Metallica Pro, 18 grand firm, you know, and you look at it and it's just some random average thing. And there's a lot of these popping up, people just throwing it against the wall and seeing what sticks. And everyone that's like kind of in the pinball knows, like, no, you're an idiot. But then it says it's marked sold. So either someone wrote back and said, look, I'll give you 8. And they said that works, or somebody ponied up and gave the 12 or 18 or what are these obscene amounts of money. And that, I think, is what's happening. But the negative side of this, and like there's a lot of negatives to it, but the real negative is you've seen that enough. I've seen the pirates for 18 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand. You're like, no one's. You've seen that so much. Now you look at a comet that's listed for 4,500. You go, well, that's a pretty good deal. Oh, no, it's not. I mean, your brain is already doing the calculations. They're like, well, you know, if I want to buy a comet, I guess that's what I'm paying. And then now you've readjusted your thinking to like, comet might go for 8 grand next year. Who knows? It won't, everyone. Settle down. But so you start thinking about that stuff, and then you're like, well, I guess that's a good deal. 2,700 for a comet. Hey, awesome deal, dude. Great seller. GWTS. Good luck with the sale. So I don't know. Every time I see pinball, people love random, like, just characters. Like, every pinball machine. If you're listening to this and you're new to... There's better ones out there. You should find more informative ones. But and thank you for listening. But you listen and you're like, half the time it takes me 10 minutes to decode what the hell letters I'm looking at. You're like, EHOH/infinity sign. Well, what is that? It's a Elvira House of Horrors infinity couch version. Something I hate it. That's something I do hate about the hobby. The use of initials for things. You're like, just say the freaking word. At least, like, it should be like a thing where they have, if a thread has like those letters from some random thing, like, it should have like one place it has to have it written out, so you have a cross reference. Like, you, oh, AP for sale, really great, has British car in the play field, and you're like, AP, yep, Austin Powers, right? There's the third line, the bibliotech lists Austin Powers, so I can cross-reference the little one, the little subscript one, and I have subscript down to the bibliotech, and that means I'm 1,000. And you go to the card catalog and look at the bibliotech, and it says, oh yeah, it's that references Austin Powers. Great. I think we should knock $100 off any thread trying to sell something that doesn't list the name of it. It just has letters. You're fired. You cut your price in half. That should be a law. I think that law's going to pass. So, as you can tell by how confusing this whole line of thinking has been, I guess the key points are, stop screaming at the manufacturers. They're under a lot of pressure, and they're leaving money on the table if you look at some of these for sale threads. if you want in on the hobby, save your money, eat your vitamins, and say your prayers, as Hulk Hogan might have said at one point, because it's going to cost you. And if you want to flip and make a ton of money, good on you, but just know you're going to be out pinball for a while. But taking a sack of quarters down to the local watering hole and playing out in the wild ain't so bad either. You know, they always say, oh, it's just a box of lights. And oh, it's this and that. Well, no, it's not. Pinball is a lot more than that. I'm not going to go the, it's the world under glass. Whoa, man. No, it's fun. It's great. It's a wonderful hobby to be in. I love pinball. I've always loved pinball. But you're just fighting gravity with a silver ball, baby. Have fun. Do all you can. And if you're going for score, go for score. If you're going for just to have fun, then just have fun and drink some beers with your buddies. And if you're going to play dollar games, well, then take all your winnings every time you win money at a dollar game and stuff into a little jar. And after 20 years, you'll be able to buy a used Comet. I kid. I digress. I hope this has been fun to listen to. And if you disagree, that's okay. Again, I'm always stressing, it's okay to disagree. I don't need it. Don't at me, bro. It's fine. You could think 100% different than everything I've said here, and that's fine. It's all good. Opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one, for the most part, and they always stink. So, let's hope. Let's all say a collective pinball prayer. First of all, for the family, friends, and loved ones of Lyman Sheets. I should have led with that, but I don't have any structure in my brain or in my show. He passed recently. Real shock to the whole pinball world. So what a weird day. It was Meatloaf, and then it was Louis Anderson. If you don't know him, that's okay. And then Lyman Sheets. I was like, damn. I don't think Lyman Sheets would be third billed on that. I think he'd bump Louis Anderson, but I don't know. Everyone has their own. It's not a competition. Second of all, I think we should all say a collective prayer that supply chains go get back up to levels and pricing levels out a little bit and people gain maybe a little tiny tad of self-control with pricing. Or I don't want to say self-control. Hopefully the market adjusts down that us working jerks can still go out there and get a decent machine to fix up and call their own. And if you're a flipper, please stop. Unless you're making hundreds of thousands a year, then I guess maybe I should be a flipper. I like how I end a show and then continue to like keep talking. That's like, you know, when you're sitting in a meeting and they're like, this is going to be a short meeting. But then they just keep going. And you're like, you said it was going to be a short meeting. And then they're at a perfect stopping point. And then they're like, all right, now let's all do a stretch. And then when we come back, we're going to show you what we just talked about in a spreadsheet. And you're like, no, you said I was going to be able to leave. I was getting up. I was putting on my hat. I was ready to leave. I know. I just ramble on. I love hearing my own stupidity. What can I tell you? I hope you found it enjoyment or entertaining or something or another. And if not, just turn me off. That's fine too. That's all I have for pinball pricing. I don't know what to tell you other than it's a wild ride every day. You go and look at the pinball marketplace on Pinside and you go, huh, wow. I do love that the it does kind of jump on the people that are obviously insane, which is good. You know, it's always good to at least make fun of some of that crap. Save up your pennies, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, brothers and sisters, brothers, I guess. I mean, brothers is like a, let me tell you something, brother. It's kind of like a Hogan thing. I'm from Tampa. All right, enough of this nonsense. Thanks for listening, everyone. Next week, I will come back with either nonsense or an interview or maybe both. I don't know who the hell knows. Maybe not, and maybe nothing. Maybe I'll get a cease and desist from the pinballprices.com /don't at me, bro. Okay. See you later, everyone. Loghorn Feghorn out.
You're a loudmouth schnook.
Pour it on, Morris. Give it everything she's got.
Answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming cross your mind. Green slime.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.